That is correct, and that's part of the reason why DMR is a little bit more complicated than your typical UHF VHF systems, because there's an input and output frequency, and then you have time slots and talk groups, and depending on what network you're on or how you're connecting into the network, depends on how you set it up. If you're going direct into a repeater, as of right now, we're all typically on statewide one on the Central Michigan Emergency Network, and that's Talk Group 5-1. And then if you're in Brandmeister, I don't remember the number. That's if you're using a hotspot. So yeah, there's definitely a learning curve. You'll probably hear people out here say that there's definitely a learning curve, and that is correct. But as I mentioned before, there's a lot of people out here that will be able to assist you when you decide you're gonna make the jump. And you know, it might not be for you, but it's definitely fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, a lot of things of how it's different from analog, but it's definitely something I want to at least try out in my learning path for the ham radio in general.